This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
As we grow older in the course of our lives, many opportunities do indeed come our way. Choices must be made because our lives present a variety of circumstances to consider. These decisions can have life-changing effects on our future. Yes, in a moment, a decision without thinking about the implications and responsibilities it bears can impact our life in a myriad of different ways. And some of those decisions are not always good, smart, or sensible. Occasionally, circumstances can present themselves as temptations, too, that if indulged in, can lead to very destructive results that could destroy a lifetime of hard work and meaningful relationships. So, how can we prevent these preoccupations that creep into our lives and of which sometimes effectively distract our attention from the things that mean so much to us? Well, that's the question. And if answered, could save us a lot of suffering and loss that comes from the temptations in life that do indeed lead us astray. So stay with us as we attempt to address this question on today's program.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, so glad you could join us for another edition of the Armor of God. What we're going to talk about today is temptation. Now, when I say temptation, I want you to make the distinction between temptation and sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. You have done the deed. You have done the act. Temptation is what leads you to sin, what entices you about wanting to sin or going towards sin. We want to make sure that we have that distinction. Sometimes they can follow each other very quickly. Sometimes there could be a time space between temptation and sin. But since everyone is tempted at one time or another, we want to look at some ideas, some techniques, some ways to fight against being tempted. Now, having said that, I want to make one caution. We don't want to become pharisaical about discussing these techniques or implementing these techniques for everyone, because everyone's a little bit different. There are some things that are going to tempt one person that are not going to tempt somebody else, and vice versa. So we need to keep our mind around that, because here's what the Pharisees did. They knew what the law of God was, and they created boundaries. They created markers around the law to guard against people breaking the law. But Christ spoke against that. He did not want to create more markers or more barriers, because those markers and barriers then became the oral law for the Jews of Jesus' day. We don't want to make more laws, but we want to talk about how to fight against temptation. Let me show you what I mean about the Pharisees. Over in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 12, it says, "Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey." The religious authorities of this time created an idea around how far you could walk on the Sabbath. You will not find that in the Old Testament law. The Old Testament law does not say you must only walk this far on the Sabbath. This is one of those barriers they created. Now, if you're having trouble keeping the Sabbath, if you're a little too active on the Sabbath, that's what we're going to talk about today. Techniques, ideas, mindsets that you can create that can help you fight the temptation that will lead you towards sin or breaking God's law. So that's the agenda that we have on today's program. I hope you stick with us and listen. What I want to do right now is offer you some free literature and also a free full-length sermon CD. The literature I'd like to offer you today is titled, What is Sin? To some, pleasurable activities such as card playing, dancing, and movie going fall under a category called sin. To others, sin is any behavior society deems unacceptable. But are these descriptions in agreement with the Bible? Get this booklet to understand more about what sin really is. We also want you to get a full-length sermon CD titled, Repent from What? As Christians, we need to repent. We need to turn our lives around and go towards God. Some people are confused by this word repentance. Get this CD to understand exactly what repentance is. To get both of these items free of charge, all you need to do is call us toll-free at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can order by visiting our website. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. You can also go to our website to learn more about our weekly sermon broadcast, www.cgi.org. We also want to announce that we now have a CGI app called the CGI Digital Network app. You can download it from the Apple App Store, from the Google Play Store, and from the Amazon App Store. And you can also find the CGI Digital Network on Apple TV and Roku. Get out there and download it now. I want to thank you again for joining us on this edition of The Armor of God. We're looking at the topic of temptation. We're making that distinction between temptation and sin. Sin, of course, is the transgression of God's law. Temptation is kind of what entices you, what enraptures you, and leads you to sin. Sometimes these two things can follow each other very quickly. Sometimes there can be a time element between temptation and then finally carrying through and sinning. We want to talk about some techniques, some ideas about how to fight temptation. Because no matter who you are, you will be tempted in this world. I think the best place to start is in Matthew chapter 4, and I'm going to turn there right now. Matthew chapter 4, and I'm going to read a little bit to you here. I'm not going to read too many scriptures today, but in Matthew chapter 4, notice this interaction between Satan the devil and Jesus Christ. Matthew 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, this word tempting in the Greek can also mean to go through a trial of some sort. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward anhungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now notice this about fighting temptation. Jesus Christ is being tempted by the greatest tempter of all time, Satan the devil. And listen, He's going to work against you, as are his minions. How does Jesus deal with temptation here? He deals with it from the Word of God. Point number one, probably the most important point to make today. One way to fight temptation is to be reading your Bibles every day, meditating on the Word of God every day. And when those temptations arise, as they will, if you've got God's Word in your head, it's a lot easier to walk away from that temptation, to go against this temptation when you're meditating, when you're thinking about God's Word on a daily basis. Notice further as we read on, verse 5 of Matthew 4. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If you be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Do you see what Satan is doing here? He is a wily, crafty creature, folks. He's now using the Word of God against Jesus Christ. He says, okay, Christ, you're going to throw the Word of God at me? I'm going to throw it right back at you. Understand why Satan is called the adversary, folks. He is wily. He is smart. He is intelligent, and he will know how you are weak, what temptations are going to work best for you. Understand who your enemy is here. Watch how Jesus answers in verse 7. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So he hits him hard with the Word of God. Jesus Christ knew exactly how to react, how to respond in each of these instances. Are you prepared to that degree? I don't think so. We all have got some work to do on this matter, but that's why we're here talking about it. Verse 8, Matthew 4, Again the devil taketh him up unto an exceedingly high mountain, and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Jesus Christ knew the Word of God so well that whatever Satan threw in his way, there was an answer from the Word of God. Are you prepared for all the temptations that are out there in the world that can get you to move away from God by sinning? If you know your Bible, you will understand what those temptations are so you can prepare yourself before you even get to them. At one time in my life, I was not aware of what it says in Matthew about the fact that when you even lust for another woman, you are committing adultery. Now, I was not married at that time, but today I am. And so what I had to recognize during my marriage, right before I got married, and even now in my marriage, is that just thinking about another woman can lead you to sin in your mind. And so what do we need to do, those of us who are married men? We need to guard our minds against images, against ideas that can lead to those adulterous thoughts. Yes, even the thoughts can be sin according to God's Word. Knowing that today, I can fight against that in a better way than I could have before I understood that scripture, before I meditated on that scripture and tried to live that particular scripture. So no doubt about it, your first defense against temptation is the Word of God and this very Bible I have in front of me. Now, there are many other books out there today that you can also read about that give you techniques, ideas on how to fight temptation. One really good one that I read is titled Every Man's Battle. The authors are Arterburn, Stokey, and Yorkey. And in this book, they specifically talk about the fact that men's brains work a little bit differently than female brains in a general sense. I'm not speaking about everyone all the time, but in a general sense, men are more attuned to the visual, more so than women. And for that reason, men have to guard their minds against images and ideas that every day are coming at us from TV, from our cell phones, from our computers, from billboards. No matter where you go, you are bombarded with images every day, men, and we need to recognize how our brains work and guard against those particular temptations. I'm going to address a little bit about some of what they said in their book about guarding against temptation, but it will work not only against the temptation of lust, but the temptation of gluttony, the temptation of gossip, the temptation of anger, because all temptation has a certain process that it follows that leads you from the tempting to the actual sinful act. And I want to talk a little bit about that process. If we can expose that process a little bit, it will help us fight against the temptation that leads to sin. Now, as I've said before, you can say that a definition or another synonym for temptation is enticement or attraction. And when we think of enticement or attraction, let's say that the first thing that happens when we're tempted is the reason temptation may be there in the first place is there's some hole in some aspect of our lives. What do I mean by a hole? At one time, I was single in my life, and I was looking for companionship. I was looking for a woman to marry. So there was a hole in my life when it came to relationship. When we think about lonely people who may be older, they may have a hole of relationship, but in a different way. They want to talk to other people. They want to communicate with other people. And this could lead them to listening to whatever is out there from other people. Another example of this could be maybe there's a hole in your life around your job. You're not happy with your job. Your job is not something that fulfills you. So whatever it may be, let's say what can lead to temptation is having some deficiency in your life of some sort. That's the beginning. Now, what happens is you're tempted by something that can fill that hole in your life, whether it's companionship, whether it's communication, whether it's your job, whether it's economic things like money that you need. So it starts out with some deficiency that you need to fill. And who knows about those deficiencies? None other than, you guessed it, Satan the devil. I want to show you a scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 5 that addresses how Satan works against us. And I want you to recognize that Satan is out there. He's a player in this game of temptation and sin and things of that nature. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 5, we read the following. 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 5. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you and our labor be in vain. The writer here is well aware of Satan's role in this world. He is a tempter. He will bring temptation to us. Don't forget, this is a spiritual battle that you are fighting. It's not just you and that physical manifestation of something. It very well could be a spiritual battle that you are entangled in. Another example of this can be found in the book of James. So I'm going to turn over there to James chapter 1 and pick it up at about verse 13 of James chapter 1. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. It's on you. It's on me. This isn't God doing it to us. Satan is involved, but we are participants when it comes to temptation and when it comes to sin. Now, after you've been enticed because you have some area of your life that is deficient, the next phase in this temptation is what's called preoccupation, or thinking about it for long periods of time. You're meditating about this. Oh, woe is me. I'm not married. I need companionship. Oh, woe is me. I don't make enough money. Oh, woe is me. My job is not good enough. Because when you start thinking about these things over and over, you start to make your situation worse. Your mind becomes filled with, my job is no good. My life is no good because I don't have that person. My economic situation is no good because someone makes more money than me. You've got to meditate on positive things, not the negative things. This is another piece of that puzzle that leads temptation to sin, the preoccupation and the thinking about what's not going the way you want it to go. The next phase in this process is what we call planning or strategizing. Now that new person comes into the office and they're an attractive person to you and they take an interest in you and you aren't having a good relationship at home. Now you start focusing on this other individual because it makes you feel good. Again, you're thinking, how can I see this person more often? What situations can I go to? Maybe a happy hour at work where you know this individual will be. Maybe the gym at work where you know this person will be. Again, what you have to do is get away from this person, folks. If this person is interesting to you and you're a married person, stay away from this person. But again, once you start this process and you've got that problem, what you need to do is deal with that problem or issue over here, and it won't take you down this primrose path that leads you to temptation, which leads you to sin. On the economic front, maybe you see that your boss has a new job within the office that's going to take you out of the office 3 days a week. Once again, that can lead to problems in your marriage that you aren't even thinking about right now. So we've got to watch this planning and this strategizing aspect of temptation also, because it can lead to more problems for you. Finally, once you've been enticed, once you've thought about it, once you've strategized about it and planned about it, you then actually do the act, whatever it may be. Picking up that phone that you know from so-and-so, and you know so-and-so is going to gossip about everyone. Going to that happy hour, drinking a little too much, and then going somewhere with that particular individual. Taking that job that's going to take you away from home, and now you've got a bigger problem within that relationship, within that commitment that you had at home, that now is going to have even more issues because you were tempted, you were enticed, and you went down that road towards that enticement. Keeping these things in mind, folks, I want to turn over to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10 and make you aware of an important scripture in this whole discussion. Because what happens after you sin, folks, if you have God's Holy Spirit, you feel bad, you feel guilty, you feel condemnation. And notice this in Revelation 12 and verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." When you're a Christian, when you're committed to God, Satan is up there accusing you day and night. And when you mess up, when you're tempted and you sin, Satan is right there letting God know about it. When I see this scripture, it helps me take note of the fact I got to be on alert. I got to be focused throughout the day for any temptation that may come at me, because I want to fight against that temptation. I want to overcome that temptation so I don't sin, so I don't have that guilt and shame, knowing what I know in the scriptures as we read here in Revelation 12 and verse 10. Another thing you can try to do is have some accountability, not only with God's word, but with someone you trust, your spouse, a very close friend. Be accountable to that person about what things do tempt you. Have conversations with them on a regular basis, and that can help put up another wall to keep you from temptation and that path that leads to sin. You might ask, well, why does God allow these temptations in our lives? There are many scriptures that address that fact, folks. God wants us to be refined, to build the character that's going to make us into what he wants us to become. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. I hope we've enlightened you a little bit about temptation. Remember to get that booklet that I spoke about earlier. It is titled, What is Sin? Remember to get that CD, which is titled, Repent from What? To get both those items free of charge, call us toll free, 1-888-578-8791, or visit our website, www.cgi.org. Both free of charge. Get them there. So long for now.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.